G'day business owners, Peter Verstel with the Handbook for Business. Let's talk about coming out. Why do so many owners seem to operate the same business model? Selling the same product or service, same offer, same price, same advertising, same everything. Probably without realising, they've joined the 90%+ who follow the world's cursed business model, controlled by the devil and his merchants, instead of the 10% that follow the Jesus model. It's no wonder so many fail. Be encouraged, you can build a great business without conforming to the world's way of doing it. My counsel for business owners, if you feel trapped in the world's model, coming out requires repentance, that is a change of heart and direction, as Jesus commands in Revelation 18. Step one is to acknowledge him as the true owner and your role as steward manager. Step two is to understand your primary purpose is not to make money but to serve. And step three is to accept and adopt the Bible as your operations manual. Strategically, repentance starts with your thoughts, then your actions. In a loveless world, communicate love. In a world that loves money, love people. In a world on the take, give. In a world of lies, be truthful. In a world of arrogance, be humble. In a noisy world, be quiet. Here are three marketing tactics you can act on immediately. 1. Review and improve all messaging to ensure the focus is on customers, not products. 2. Identify and promote one point of difference you offer, other than price, that no one else does. And 3. Investigate and remove all the friction points in your customer's buying journey to create a simplified path of least resistance for them to follow. The Bible, our handbook counsel for today, Revelation 18:4. Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins and receive of her plagues. Note this spiritual principle can also apply in the natural, that is, to your business model. Thanks for listening to this handbook from business.com.au podcast.